now time for a very questionably Russian edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I'm your local right-handed glove-talking weirdo, Corey. I am joined by the man who was sexually harassed by a vending machine, Basher.
Oh my God. Well, why is that in this game? Like, what? I don't. Keep in mind, this is, they kept that in, but they removed the, and for good reason, the like 2 hour sex scene.
Wait, what?
This is like a 30 minute or a 2 hour long, I forgot what the length, sex scene with one of the robots that they took out.
That can't be a real thing. That has to be a joke.
Before you continue this podcast, please, because this is what we're doing now. This is gaming, guys.
But no,
I'm not gonna make this up to you.
Is the 6 hour cutscene rumor true? I don't. No, this has got to be fake. There's no evidence that this is real.
After this vending machine, I truly believe there was a cut where there's some minutes of a sex scene with a robot.
No, that sounds like something on Twitter that got made up and then the developer went away with it and then somewhere in translation it got lost. We're not here to talk about the 6 hour sex scene.
Well, I am.
Atomic Heart. But we are here to talk about Atomic Heart. But before that, did you know that you listening, yes, you, I'm talking to you right now, breaking the third wall. You listening right now. No one else can hear this except you, person. 574-651-9256. Shoot us a text message. Shoot us an email. That's not an email. That'd be a voicemail. Whatever you want to do, let us know what you think about this podcast. What you think about other things on this podcast. Whether you hate the name, whether you love the name, whether you hate Basher, whether you hate me. Let us know, 574-651-9256. Let's talk about some details for Atomic Heart. Developed by Munfish Games. Playable on PC, Xbox Series X and S. It does not say... I thought this was on Xbox One as well. Is that not true? Fact-checking on the air. No, it is only available on Series X and S. Did not know that. Now, see, this is the world that we live in where you just can't tell. It is available on Xbox One as well. I mean,
this is the only thing you have to do in every episode.
Like, what's funny is, like, it says it's optimized for Xbox Series X and S, and then in very little tiny letters, platforms, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Windows 10, Windows 11. The super small, I mean, I get it. You're trying to sell these consoles, right? But I typed in Xbox One and just cannot tell you the difference between the One X and Series X versions on this one. I'm assuming it's probably a 60 frame lock and a 30 frame lock, considering this runs at 60 frames. Let's see what else we have. There is no cloud saves on this one, so whatever you start on, you are stuck with. But there are Xbox Live achievements on that's interesting. In the playable on and capabilities, it says Xbox cloud saves, but in the details, it does not. So I might have just lied to you. I don't know anything.
God, just,
I know absolutely nothing.
So dumb. Oh my God.
Welcome to utopian world of wonders and perfection in which humans live in harmony with their loyal and fervent robots. Well, that's how it used to be. With the launch of the latest robot control system, mere days away, only a tragic accident or global conspiracy could disrupt it. The unstoppable course of technology, along with secret experiments, have brought rise to mutant creatures, terrifying machines, and superpowered robots, all suddenly rebelling against their creators. Only you can stop them and find out what lies behind the idealized world. Using the combat abilities granted by your experimental power glove, your arsenal of blades, and cutting-edge weaponry, fight for your life in explosive and frantic encounters. Adapt your fighting style to each unique opponent. Combine your skills and resources, use the environment, and upgrade your equipment to overcome challenges and fight for good. Main story, 15 hours, with the main and extras of 23. Completionist of 33 hours. Atomic Heart. This was one that I was waiting for. I think a lot of people are waiting for this one. The trailers, man, give them a raise, because this game had some awesome, awesome trailers. So, Atomic Heart, let's talk about it.
Can you tell me what was so awesome about these trailers? I mean, we had this conversation about just ourselves recently, just about just being jaded and cynical. I didn't see anything about this. These trailers that screamed, oh, great, a new first-person shooter that does something new, unique, or takes the existing formula and turning on its head. It just seemed like another floating camera with a gun in the air.
Have you ever heard of BioShock?
No, I'm a big System Shock fan, though. The same game?
I'm not a BioShock person, but what I'll say is, like, when Atomic Heart, the one thing it has going for it for me, I shouldn't say the one thing, I don't dislike this game, I don't like this game though either, is it's got a look to it. Like, it looks and feels, from a visual perspective, unique and lived in. Now, from a gameplay perspective, it never to me looked that great. It never looked like a, you know, it did kind of look like a BioShock sort of light game, you know, very much stylized in that trailer style. However, when this game is doing everything that it wants to do for world building and the way that your powers work and everything, it's pretty unique and it looks really cool. And that's what a trailer is supposed to do, I guess, is the best way I could say it.
Fair enough.
I was always skeptical because playing it is obviously a completely different story, and it's hard to get it, you know, you just don't know until the controller's in your hands, kind of thing. But you know, there's lots of those magic shots of, yo, I've got psychic abilities and lightning abilities in my left hand, and I'm going to pick up this robot and throw it across the room like I'm Magneto, and then shock it with my left hand. Like, that's just cool. That's just cool stuff. But granted, again, I don't say the subject matter, but the world and everything about it, I was always just kind of like, this looks neat, but what is it, kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess that's what I meant. I guess, or where I was at. It had a style to it for sure, but to compare it to, and as I was playing it, my thought process was, if this came out a year or two before or after BioShock, or that during that time, I would probably be more engaged with it. But this really feels like a game that's probably in development for a while and just kind of in skipped a generation of shooters where the genre was actually doing something kind of unique or cool at some point. I really despise when games, I mean, to this day, like, Uncharted 2 is one of the best opening games of all time. Just one of the best openings of all time. And I just cannot get past playing these games now where the first 20 minutes is just you telling me about the world as I walk forward. And it just took yeah. so long for me to even get a gun in my hand, any weapon in my hand. And the first weapon is an axe. I'm just like, man, this is going to take a while, isn't it? Like, I got to do melee combat in first person. This is not fun. It's almost never fun. It's
I say this with love and I say this with respect. This is a launch game feel.
Yes.
This is you just got your Xbox Series X. What can I play to show it off? This is that, because there are moments of this game from a visual perspective that I am in. Like, it looks cool. It's got a style to it. The way it moves, the way that, you know, it does. It looks like the trailers. Like, it genuinely does. But this is something that I'm always leery of, is whenever you've got a trailer that cuts and cuts and cuts and cuts, like from scene to scene to scene, I'm always just like, well, it's not that you're hiding something, but it's just like, I'm like, I get it. Like, you've got a visual style here, but you're also not letting me see the game be played. You're going through moments, and there's very few games that, you know, like, I think Doom is like the only one, because Doom 2016 had a very similar trailer style of like, because it was the glory kills, right? Like that was the easiest thing that you could show off that was like, yo, this game is visceral. And this game has that shot of, because eventually you get the axe where, and you can do the move where you just like spin around with it, right? And that was something that Dying Light was a huge proponent of like, yo, you're gonna take this thing and spin yeah, around with it.
It's just so and, dumb.
Yeah, and like, but in a trailer it looks cool, right? Like it's just like, whoa, like
wrong.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good
there's
point.
There's so much stuff around, like I gotta spin, and you do that in the game, it's just like, whoa.
You're so right. Like you're so right. I never realized that. That spin around move with the melee weapon. Like it really does look cool in every trailer, but like in practice, right. It sucks.
It's not even that it sucks. It's impractical. There's never been a time if I'm surrounded in any first person game, I'm dead. Like there's never an instance where I should be able to spin around and get kills. You know, it's just, it's dumb. How did I get here? What was I talking about?
the way the trailer cuts and how they
yeah,
show
but was, oh yeah, so cool yeah, parts. this game has launch energy for me. I wouldn't be surprised if this was originally supposed to be a launch game. Granted, like we're 3 years in, but you know, COVID put a lot of things behind. This is coming from Munfish, which I like. Like, this is one of the most torn I've been on a games in a long time, because exactly like you said, in that it's kind of the opposite of what you wanted to do. But like BioShock did it too, right? Like, we're going to walk you through the first 20 minutes and you're not really going to do anything. We're just going to introduce you to the world. And for some odd reason, like it works sometimes, but in this one, I don't know. It just didn't work for me. Like,
yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say exactly why it works in some games and it does not work in others. BioShock, I don't know if, maybe it's because we've played so many of these for so long that we can kind of see the coding, like see the matrix happening. However, even now, like I feel like BioShock had a presentation and a feel of this kind of dread, and I don't know what's going to happen next. Whereas this felt such like, the first 20 minutes or so of this game felt like that moment in the movie where the bad guy is just telling the plan and you're just listening to it. And I guess for me personally, when I think about the BioShock days, specifically games like that, there was more going on like that I knew about, like the, like especially like the electric, like the superpowers that you get there were just a little bit more, had a little more oomph to it, whereas starting off with an axe and building yourself up to a garbage shotgun, like shotgun.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing you could do in a shooter for me. Like, yeah, it gets better.
It's almost Resident Evil. Like it starts you off with nothing, and it takes a long time before you really start to, you know, feel like you can take on these enemies without feeling like you're breaking it. And that's the, what's the name of that developer? The, Dishonored people, Arcane games have that for me too, of like, those games take a long time to get going. They think, cause they're all about the world building, and that's really what this game wants to be, but it doesn't miss it for me, but it also doesn't nail it either. Like I am so back and forth on this game of every time, like I get to a new area and I see something new, I'm like, that's cool. But then it's like, there's too much time in between the cool moments. And there's not a lot of backtracking in this game. However, it feels like there's a lot of backtracking in this game. It's really strange. There's so many moments of like, okay, it's a first person shooter. It's like, okay, hey, I need you to go to this area. And then like you get to, it's like, oh, wait a minute. There's a lock on this door. And it's not like, go find the key. It's like, hey, go find the 5 keys.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like,
I'm actually
like, but the thing is those 5 areas, they're not even like the same area. Like you're still going on this adventure and you're going to 5 unique areas. But for some odd reason, the fact that I got to that door And then it's like, oh, by the way, like something about the flow of the game is just like agonizing at times.
You're so right. Like, yeah.
But I still want to see what's in those five rooms. I don't know what it is. Like there's something about it that is just driving me nuts. And I really can't put my finger on it, but
it doesn't help either that I'm stuck with two characters that I just do not like these people.
Yeah, that's might be it though, honestly. It's like that. The thing is I don't really like BioShock either. Like I'm that person where,
but you know what?
I respect right. it, but and I can play it and I understand why people like it, but I'm just like, not for
but
me.
You know
like,
what? That guy, the antagonist in BioShock, because you don't say anything in as the character, but the antagonist right. though, he's leading you down this path, and the way he does it, and the actor's performance works for me. We're now in a world where every single dialogue piece needs to be written like a Marvel character, and it's yep. and it's so freaking annoying. Like it was so novel back in the day, and then even then, like games back then, like they at least had different types of writing styles so that you can kind of grasp onto something. Whereas like even Atomic Heart has this quippy idiot, just because who you spend the most time with is your main character and the character's glove. The glove talks now, and you have to deal with these people talking to these, well, him talking to this machine, and all he has to say to this machine is just negative, awful, just quippy, like, shut up, who asked you, this again. It's like, the machine's just trying to help you out, bro. Like, why are you being such a douche about everything? Like, right. He's such a, like, the machine in the glove, like, almost never pushes back. Like, there's a point where you're walking and he's like, and the glove says something like, here's the key that he's going to help you get inside that door. He's like, oh, no crap, Sherlock. And it's like, you wouldn't have found this key if it wasn't for this glove.
Right. To me, it's an attempt to be GLaDOS, and it's just not there. Like, and I guess that's probably my problem with the game is like, look, everything's derivative of everything these days, and that's not a problem. But if you're going to be that blatant about it, you've got to be better about it. And that's just where I don't dislike the game. It's just not consistent enough for me to, from a story perspective and a dialogue perspective, to really, I won't say recommend it. It's just like, I want to keep playing it and I want to see what's going on, but I kind of wish I could just maybe watch somebody play it. Like, cause yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I think what also gets to me is it's just a first person shooter. You know, it's not doing anything like you mentioned Doom earlier. Doom 2016 really took that idea of the first person shooter and said, let's just take it up a notch. Let's make it super. Let's bring back that kind of twitch aspect of it. Let's keep you in the fight. Let's keep you moving. Let's keep you like here's a glory kill, and by doing that you get something in return for it. This is really feels just like you're like a developer's first person shooter. It is.
Yeah, you're playing on PC or console?
A console.
So the
controls.
I want to cap off the story of saying like, look, I'm about 8 hours in this game. And so I cannot, we typically like to have one person at least finish the game before we talk about it, but time reasons we couldn't. I don't think it matters in this instance, because after 8 hours, if I'm not sold by the story that's going on after 8 hours, something's wrong. I don't care what the end of this game is. I don't care if it's got the best twist in the history. I don't care if the twist is better than BioShock's. it's missing something there. Now, the gameplay is... I wanted to try it on PC before we got on just to see if I'm crazy, but like, bro, what is up with the strafing?
Oh,
am I crazy or is it the worst strafing ever?
Okay. All right. Like, when you move diagonally or take a sharp strafe left or right, like it is like jinks
it's
up.
It's weird. Yeah. Like it's like his legs become like twisted or something and he can't do like,
and it,
it can't be like that on PC, right? Like it almost feels like before, like we figured out controllers on PC or, you know, you'd buy a controller on PC and the game didn't support it natively. So sometimes like when you turned, like it wasn't really registering a joystick. It was registering the forward and left key at the same time. So it was like a weird kind of like sort of turn thing. Like it really feels like that.
No.
You
nailed it. This is a launch title. This is exactly a launch. Yeah. This is what we're playing right now, and I really wish that, because the aesthetic is really cool.
It's neat. Like from like throughout the game, they're doing things that I didn't think they would do from a art perspective, from a enemy perspective. Like there's some truly cool stuff to look at. However, the way you play the game is basically the same from start to finish so far. Like. And it's kind of annoying in that I thought I was going to kind of mid-max this game of where, like, I put everything I had at first into the axe. Like, I was just like, all right, like, that's how I'm going to play this game. Because you get the gun, the shotgun, like, it's okay. Like, it works against the regular robot enemies decently, especially if you're just trying to finish them off kind of thing. Or if you get surrounded, like, okay, I need to, like, kind of take out these guys quickly. But I wanted this axe to be like, okay, when I hit you, it's going to hurt kind of thing. Can't really do that. Like, it really does want to play like a first-person shooter. It's just that it doesn't give you those options until like 4 hours in, until you really have some guns, until you really can like power them up. And you're fighting different kinds of enemies, and like it's got good first-person shooter energy, but yeah, playing it,
that's a good way to put it, yeah,
is just like, it's like, man, like I just kind of wish this was better.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely.
And it's frustrating.
Add to the frustration for me, you speak about upgrading the weaponry. The way you upgrade weaponry is, or even yourself, is you have to defeat enemies. They drop stuff, but also you have to loot the environment. And never has looting felt so tedious to me.
See, and that, like, but it looks cool.
They made it look like, cool, but I think they overused it. I think they created an effect or a look of loot of looting and said, what if we do this in every room, like all the time?
Yeah. And it's weird. Yeah. Cause so like basically you've got your glove thing and it can basically magnetize everything. And so like you go into a room and you can open all the drawers, you can open all the boxes, and like stuff just flies out at you. But what's super annoying is that, like, I don't know what exactly triggers it, but every once in a while he puts the glove down. Like you took something large and it's like, okay, well, I got to put this in my pocket, you know, something like that. And it just stops. It stops all the momentum of you looting this room. It stops the effect. It stops everything. I'm like, why does it do that? Just let me loot the room, because it is very tedious. Like, don't get me wrong. Like it's like Bethesda level tedious of just like, I'm going to open up this chest. I'm going to open up this other chest. This even says empty, opening it anyway. Like, it's got that energy to it. But then if it just wouldn't stop from time to time, I'd feel a lot better about it. Also, am I crazy, or did the game not tell you the correct information at the start when it came to like your little detective vision thing? I swear it said press right bumper, or maybe it's left bumper, I'm not sure which bumper it is, to do this, but you have to press it twice. Did it not say that, or am I crazy?
Detective mode, yes. To enter detective mode, you have to tap and then tap again, hold.
Right.
So tap, like, and then... tap again, hold. And it
didn't say that, right?
It did say that.
It just said, okay, so I started this before the first patch came out. Maybe I'm just crazy. I am kind of an idiot sometimes. So like maybe
but even it, but then, like it's still a, like, why am I doing a tappity tap?
Yeah, it's weird, right? Like it's, it doesn't need, like, to I said that. It's got that launch game energy. Like it's just like they haven't quite figured it out yet. Like it's I like the game though. It's cool. There's some cool stuff in it.
I'm so disappointed in this game because I like the aesthetic. I like the the world that is built. I like the look of it. It's just everything around it is just so tedious. Like I'm looking at the upgrade list, and that's the thing too. Like the robot machine that does all your upgrading and wants to have sex with you very, very badly.
It doesn't stop though either. Like that's the part that drives. Like the first time it was kind of like, okay, like that's kind of funny. But then like every time you go to a vending machine, it's just like, yo, I'm a horny vending machine. And I'm just like, okay, like got it. Like
It's the GLaDOS thing. Like, look, we made a funny thing. Let's keep it funny. Like just stop it. And then you can see all the upgrades available like by the end of the game, which I think is something games should not do, by the way. But you can see all...
Yeah, that's a tough one, yeah.
When you can see all the upgrades, like, sure, it excites you in a way where it's like, oh, I want to get that gun at some point. But in this game, in games like this, it becomes, all right, I got to play another 10 hours before I get that thing unlocked. Because until I get to that point, I have to use a lesser, more boring weapon. The initial weapons you get are just so lackluster. I don't want to grind my way through this game to get the good weapon. You have to give me something that's fun to use. I'm thinking like, go back to BioShock. When you first get your electricity powers and you get swarmed by enemies, if there's water on the floor, hit the water, you just zap them all. Like, and that's just a cool effect. It's like, okay, great. Like this... I can use this in certain type of ways, and it's devastating. In Atomic Heart, you get your first electricity power, you zap the thing, and it just goes, what? Oh, did you hit me with a thing?
Yeah, it's
nothing. It's a bolt of nothing, and it's like, so I have to use this bolt of nothing for the next 4 hours before you give me something that's useful or fun to use. Like this is just not.
But by the end, I know something
cooler on the other end because I'm seeing the list.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I think the problem is that, and there's a lot of problems. In this instance, is that even though when you start getting to the end of that skill tree, it's cool. Like you're doing more devastating things, but it still lacks that sort of. It's not even world building. Like it lacks that, like you've been dropped in this world and you look cool doing the things, but like you said, like a BioShock or a Doom, you know, something like that. Like, I feel like I'm using the world to my advantage. To here, I'm just a dude with powers that got dropped into this robot world. Like it's missing that other piece somewhere. But the thing is, like, again, I don't know if it's bad. It's just like, it's got that launch game energy. Like that's the best that I can say.
It really is just that, man. Like it's a game I didn't know was coming out for the most part. Saw a trailer, was like, eh, whatever. And then somehow I'm still disappointed because of the things that it did to look good.
Right. Visually it's awesome. And another reason why it's got that launch game energy for me is like, I am a snob when it comes to picture and audio quality, probably more audio than anything. Audio sucks in this game hard. Like if you've got a decent headset, it probably sounds okay because you're two speakers. But if you've got surround sound and stuff like that, it's one of the like worst balanced audio experiences I've played in a long time. Like the front stage is way too quiet, while the backstage is way too loud. And I know someone's gonna be like, well, you just got your stuff configured wrong. No, trust me, I don't. I really don't. And it's weird. Like, it's just like sometimes the sweeping doesn't sweep all the way. Like, it sweeps from left to right, but not behind you. Like, it's got really weird things like that. And you know, fighting the robots and fighting the flying robots, like it's fun and it's cool, but like, I don't know. I'm torn on this one.
I don't know, man.
Like I don't know if I've been this frustrated with the game in a long time. Like genuinely, I want to like it more than I do. but like, are, I don't say are we crazy, because no, but like, are we nitpicking at this point?
I don't believe so. I feel like by picking up this controller the first half an hour, I feel like I've played better shooters. I mean, in between me playing this and Call of Duty with a buddy, just shooting, just, we know how shooting should feel at this point.
Right.
This is not that. This is doesn't, gameplay wise, shooter wise, it just doesn't add a feeling to the mechanic that is either unique or even over the top fun. It doesn't do anything like a Call of Duty. It's not as safe and conservative as a Call of Duty. It's not as fluid and out there as a Titanfall. It doesn't even have like just that guttural, just feel good shooting of like a Bungie game. It is really just like developer's first title shooter, and it just doesn't feel great.
It's the rise of the Xbox Series X. I still like Rise, though. Look, man, Rise is cool.
I like that game. I like Rise, but I don't like BioShock. That's where we at, guys.
Exactly. Rise is a better game than BioShock. That's what we have. That's what the conclusion that we've come to. So when it comes to this game, when it comes to Atomic Heart, though, so pass on it, pass it on. Like,
I can't. I really can't tell someone to play this game. There are other better shooters to play in this game. Like, as much as I dislike that last Halo, like, you could go play Halo instead. Like, it's just not. At least you got multiplayer over there. Like, that's not good. But I mean, I don't. It doesn't have the BioShock level story. It doesn't have the Titanfall level gameplay, and it doesn't even have the. It doesn't even have the Metro 2033 aesthetic down completely. You know, like, it's there, but it's not nearly as good. It just lacks overall polish, and I feel like by the end of it, you're not going to get anything out of it that is special enough for your time.
Yeah, it's, I like it though.
if I still like it.
I do like, that's tough. Like, oddly enough, like, as we were talking about launch games, like, I was thinking about 360 launch games, and I was like, you know what game I also played on 360 that was terrible, I was kind of all right? King Kong. I think we all played King Kong. like, because we had nothing to play on 360, right? Like, we had Call of Duty 2 and Amped 3, and then when you were done with those games, you went to Blockbuster, and it's like, oh, I guess I'll play King Kong. Like,
I did not play King Kong. I don't know.
This is better than King Kong, I can tell you that. King Kong was a first-person shooter, by the way. It was a really weird, yeah. It's tough. Like, my gut is saying no, but at the same time, I'm also kind of like, you know what? Like, I think somebody could have a really good time with this, because it's got that slower gameplay. But again, at the same time, it lacks that depth in gameplay that you kind of want. It's almost like a Resident Evil Lite, you know? Like, it's, because you're upgrading your weapons and you can make some new weapons, and like, but it's still, at the end of the day, it's really just you versus one or two things at a time. And that's what I think, that's probably what always drove me nuts about Resident Evil, and that's why I just don't love those games, is there's a lot of cool stuff in those games, but most of the time it's just me versus one or two zombies at a time. And that's basically the energy here. Like, anytime I get overwhelmed by something, the game doesn't turn bad, but it's just like the magic sort of, it's just not there anymore. It's really not large encounters.
It definitely, like, turns bad, man. Like, when you get those three, when you get three of those robot things running at you, and you don't have bullets for your garbage shotgun, all you have is your axe. It is just a painful gameplay experience. I mean,
Yeah, but then you got your little shocker, you got your ice, and then you freeze one of them, and then you hit them with your axe, and they explode. Like,
it's better.
It's got moments. It gets better. Yeah, it does. Like, but even at the end, like you still you don't break the game in a way that you want to.
Right.
And it's still better though, like it's still better. So it's, man. Yeah, I'm going to have to, I guess, yeah, I'll say I agree. Pass on it. Probably not worth your time. And by the rules of this show, I'm going to stick to that kind of thing. I'm not going to do the whole, unless you're this person, but like now it's, I kind of wish it was shorter. I wish it got to its point a lot quicker because I think there's a lot of bloat in here that doesn't need to be. But I mean, for the first game of a series, like if this was a launch game, this would be a different conversation, I
agree. I
guess is what I'm saying.
Agree. Yeah.
But there you go. So when it comes to Atomic Heart, pass on it. Is that our first pass of the year?
It could very well be.
Yeah, we missed some time there, so I'm curious of what we did. So because yeah, we did High on Life, Chained Echoes, Walking Dead. No, no, Serious Sam 4. We did Serious Sam 4.
Oh, that's right.
So
yeah,
no,
that's
our
garbage.
Yeah, not ever. So fortunately, that's our first pass. So. Right, that's going to do it for this episode. When it comes to the future, I think our next game we're going to talk about is Merge and Blade.
Merge and Blade, yeah.
Merge and Blade, yeah, that's the next game on the list.
I actually just beat a level while doing this podcast.
There you go. So it's a podcast game. There you go. Right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass and Atomic Heart. We'll see you next time with Merge and Blade.
Good day, sirs.